this Saturday. Who cares? We care. And Homelessness SA are banding together to put on a community event to support and raise funds for homeless children across South Australia, featuring the musical talents of Kavisha Mazzella, Port Adelaide's Born on a Monday Choir, Nancy Bates, Vonda Last, and Hannah Yates. This is bound to be a great show in support of a great cause. Singer-songwriter Nancy Bates joins us now in the studio to chat about the gig and more. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So this is such a great cause. What caused you to get involved with the event?
What caused me to get involved with the cause?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so, well, actually, I was at another event, another cause, I suppose. There was an event that was held in, it was a couple of months ago, at the Wheatsheaf Hotel on an afternoon, where a group of women got together to raise money for visas for children. So asylum seekers, refugees who are looking to have their children stay in or come over to Australia. It was my first kind of experience of an all-female audience and an all-female lineup, and the experience was just amazing. And a woman called Susan was in the audience. So the event organizer for Saturday was actually in the audience at that event. And actually, Hannah Yates and Vonda Last played at the same event at the Wheatsheaf that afternoon. And so Susan obviously was looking around for some local talent to support Kavisha, and saw us and thought that we would be perfect. And I guess we were, you know, we gathered through music, but really for social justice. And I guess that's what we're about as well, you know, artists like Kavisha, myself and Vonda, Hannah Yates. We really care about our community and we love our community. And so when you love your community, you have to invest and you have to give to community because you want community to love you back. The homeless community is part of our community, often forgotten. We walk past people in the street, we walk past them every day, and we don't stop and we look the other way. And they're just people like you and I, and any one of us could end up homeless. You know, there's been a lot of conversation about the price of electricity. You know, that's just one thing, one pressure in our lives that could see us end up homeless. Being able to afford rent, food, all of the things, the current status of things, we're all at risk of being homeless. And so when you look at that person on the street, when you pass that person, you know, you just stop, shout them a coffee, go and have some lunch. You know, what's their story? They're just like you and me.
Yeah, sometimes there's more chat about the cost of phone plans and the home internet connections rather than, you know, the cost of renting or housing or whatever. Now, music has the power to have a transformative effect on people, whether they're in a sort of hopeless situation or not, or feel like they are. Can you tell us about what music has done for you?
Oh, music saved me. It's just given me a voice in this world, in a world that's difficult to have a voice in. It's given me expression. I can feel things that I can't feel in other ways through music. Music's given me a connection to the world that I live in that keeps me sane, because I often find, you know, I feel a bit wobbly in this world. I think we all do, eh? And so music gives me a way of being in the world that it sustains me somehow. I couldn't live without it.
And what about this idea of community? You mentioned music and community, bringing it closer together. How is music giving you a community?
Yeah, well, I think we're all connected through song. My own cultural background, I'm a Barkindji woman from far western New South Wales, and so song and song lines are something that I kind of understand on a deep level. And so, you know, as an anthropologist, Bruce Chatwin, who kind of theorised that when we first started communicating as humans, we communicated in song. So we've all been connected through song for the longest time, you know. So, and that's still going in a contemporary way. So those song lines, those very ancient song lines, still existing. I'll come in and sing for you today, you know, singing around Adelaide on the weekend. Always acknowledge the Kaurna people, because there's a song line that runs through this country and that's what you're connected to. I think we think about music as being quite modern. It's ancient. It's the most ancient form of communication, and that's why we're also connected through music. And then if I look at it kind of in a contemporary way, the South Australian music community is incredibly strong and connected. The community tends to move together, and so opportunities for one artist can sprout off a whole other opportunity for other artists as well, collaborations, all of the creativity that goes with it. The stories that we are singing about, you know, through music are really important as well. So we're connected to the current issues of the community through song. Songwriters capture what's going on at that place and time, you know, and it's arts that change the world, the community of artists. I think the greatest thing we have to say is through the arts. You know, that's the way that the most powerful way that we express ourselves as human beings is through the arts. And so when I talk about communities of artists, I'm talking about all forms of art and all forms of kind of creativity and community.
Now, I understand you're in the final stages of recording your new album.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that... where is it at? And is there something contemporary that you're really trying to capture in this new this new album?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just so excited. Like, it's so I finished recording and it's been mixed. John Baker from the Baker Suite has produced, played with the Baker Suite on the album. My favorite band. It's just incredible. We recorded out at Maslin's Beach with Chris Parkinson from the Yearlings, and that was incredible. And then Chris took the album over recently to Stephen Francis in Sydney to mix, and they spent 3 days lovingly kind of shaping and moulding and chipping away, sculpting my music. And the mixes are just incredible. And I have to tell you, I'm so excited about the album. I think the album for me has been a very internal, deep journey. I've been very vulnerable writing the songs that I've written. A kind of inward journey of self-love, trying to find the light in all of the darkness inside, you know. And I think I turned 40 in December last year, so things just changed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We started growing up and things just looked different, like the day I woke up 40. And this album has been a real indulgence of pain, and that's been beautiful.
Well, before we talk any more, would you like to play a song for us?
I'll give it a go. I've only had a quarter of a coffee, and I've got to say, I have just had the best instant coffee at Radio Adelaide. And awesome. I've got, I had a few gigs over the weekend, so I've got, for those of you listening, I've got guitar shoulders, so I'm a bit kind of up, and I've brought my ukulele in, but I think I'm going to play a song for you called Loving Me Tonight. So the song, it's just like, I thought you might enjoy a nice, I didn't want to go too deep this morning. A grieving song is not good for a Monday morning. There you go. Hey, when I look at you, I'm overcome, and I just can't believe that you're the one. For everything I've done wrong, I must have done things right, 'cause you are here loving me tonight. Tonight, ooh. Something about your smile opened up my heart, makes my life worthwhile, let nothing tear us apart. You take my blues away, so let's not fuss or fight, 'cause you are here loving me tonight. Tonight, ooh. Time I spend with you, there'll be no sorrow, 'cause I have found love so true.
much I want to say about how you make me feel. But I'm lost for words, and now I know this feeling is real. When you take my hand, our love is taken flight. 'Cause you are here loving me tonight. Tonight, ooh, ooh. If the world know tomorrow, and I've done nothing right, there will be no sorrow. 'Cause you are here loving me tonight. Tonight, ooh, tonight. Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Nancy Bates live in the Radio Adelaide Breakfast Studio with Lovin' Me Tonight. Now, that was a beautiful song. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
When is the album coming out?
Ah, the big question. Sorry, clunking around. I'm just kind of, at the moment, trying to decide on a good release date. We've got, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens in Adelaide in the new year. So I was thinking about February. The title of the album is For Your Love. And I thought that a release on February 14th would be great for a couple of reasons. And another reason is that's my daughter's birthday, which is beautiful. So I always have a great Valentine's Day every year. we're just kind of, maybe I'll do a release of that single on February 14th. That's what I'm thinking at the moment, and then a later release once we get Fringe and all of that out of the way, because I'll just get kind of lost in the mix of all these big acts coming into Adelaide, and Nancy Bates will be nowhere to be seen. So you've kind of got to be a bit strategic around the release of that. But yeah, I'm certainly really keen to get it out there and can't wait. Some of the feedback I've had is on the tracks has been phenomenal, and I really can't wait to share it with you. I really think that it's going to cement my place, I suppose, as a serious songwriter now. Yeah.
On that note, and cementing your place as a serious songwriter, how has your approach to writing music changed over the years? We have a release of yours from a few years ago, from 2013. How do you think you've changed since then?
Well, I've been touring with Uncle Archie Roach in the time that I've done that album, and so being with him for the last 4 years, I guess, has completely shaped and moulded my songwriting. My songwriting has gone a lot deeper. I've been able to explore some really deep things like child abuse, and that's been something I couldn't have done a few years ago, and that's something that's come out of working with Uncle Archie and being influenced by his music. Particularly his music has a strong theme around children, the sacredness of children and the inner child, and healing the inner child. Being a member of the Stolen Generation, that completely makes sense to me, and my musicianship has just improved. I mean, I've been playing with some of the best musicians in Australia, you know, and you just get better. You have to. Like, I just had to get good really quick, you know. And it really does show my growth. I think the biggest compliment I'm getting lately, when people haven't seen me for a couple of years, is like, wow, you have really grown. And I have grown, and you can hear it. I'm really proud of the EP I did that you'll play a track from. I recorded that in Melbourne with Craig Pilkington, who recorded Gurumul's first album, you know, so it's quite incredible. But and that was an incredible time. That was the beginning of the work with Uncle Archie. But now I'm just, I don't know, I've just really evolved, and I can feel it, and it's a bit scary. It's a bit scary to kind of feel yourself growing, becoming more and more kind of towards what you were meant to be. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, talking about evolving, I have to ask you about the T-shirt you're wearing. Mm-hmm. Heal our past, build our future.
Okay, so...
You can talk to us about that.
Yeah, so this hashtag, Heal Our Past, Build Our Future, Bringing Them Home 20, BTH 20 represents Bringing Them Home 20. It's 20 years since this year since a very important report was released called the Bring Them Home Report. And the Bringing Them Home Report had come out of the Black Deaths in Custody Report, because the Black Deaths in Custody Report, what it highlighted, that there were significant numbers of Aboriginal people who were locked up, they'd been taken, forcibly removed from family. And then what came out of that was the evidence of the Stolen Generations and the stories. The Bringing Home Report was the first time that members of the Stolen Generation had been asked to tell their story. It was incredibly powerful and healing. There were lots of recommendations that were made in that report, hardly any of them implemented, and virtually none in entirety. So Bringing Them Home 20 is the kind of initiative of the Healing Foundation to remind the government that there's unfinished business, and that the numbers of children in care today actually surpasses the number of children forcibly removed from families, and that's the legacy of the Stolen Generation and those policies, to remind the government that there are still higher numbers of women and children in prisons, our men. So these recommendations really need to be enacted on. So Heal Our, you know, that this is about healing our past and a strong future. So the Healing Foundation put forward an action plan, a kind of, this is how, it's what you need to do and this is how to do it. And we really need you to listen, and we really need you to finish this business, you know. So, and I was with Uncle Archie in, we were at Sydney Opera House actually that day, launching with the Healing Foundation, opening up and launching this initiative, Bring Them Home 20. So it was amazing also to be in the room and hearing some of the stories that morning of members of the Stolen Generation, to remind us younger ones, and to remind Australia and remind the government that there's still so much to be done in order for Aboriginal people to heal.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Nancy.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.